who I've got a future in show business, maybe. I just want to take a few minutes this morning before we leave today and share some truths with you from God's Word. We've got a lot of reasons to celebrate Christmas. And just like the play let you know, it's not about Santa Claus and presents and toys and all those things. All that's good and well, and we enjoy those things, but it's about Jesus Christ and why he came. And I want to encourage you just four ways to celebrate Christmas this week. In Luke chapter 2, you heard this just a moment ago, but when the angels came to the shepherds and told them about the Savior's birth, it says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 10, the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." When Jesus' birth was announced by those heavenly messengers, it was a message of great joy, and great joy for everyone in the world. Amen. All those who would believe. And I want to encourage you, first of all, today, number one, celebrate the birth of our Savior by believing. Amen. There's no joy in Christmas if you don't trust Christ as your Savior. Amen. You must be born again. You see, Jesus was born to die for the sins of the whole world. He's the propitiation for our sins, but not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Amen. But that sacrifice doesn't do you any good. His death and resurrection won't help you if you don't come to him by faith. Amen. You must come to him. You must humble yourself, turn away from your sin, and put your faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said it this way to Nicodemus. He said, "You must be born again." And just like you have a physical birth date that's on your driver's license or whatever document you have, you need a day that you're born again spiritually. And maybe you don't know exactly what that date was. I can't tell you the exact date on the calendar that I was saved. But I know this. I know today I'm trusting in Jesus Christ to get me to heaven. I'm trusting in his finished work. And if I'm trusting him today, that means there was a time that I started trusting him. I know it was a day in June, and I know I was 14 years old, but I'm telling you, if you've never been born again, you need to make a decision once and for all in your mind to turn from your sin and put your faith in Jesus, because he came, Christ, the Savior of the world. You need to trust in him as your Savior, and you need to trust in him as your sovereign. You know, when Jesus healed the man who, his friends, he had the palsy, he was laying up in a bed, and they couldn't get to Jesus because there were so many people around the house. They broke up the roof, they put him down in there. They did whatever it took to get their friend to Jesus, right? And when Jesus told the man to take up his bed and walk, it's exactly what he did. You'll find all through the scriptures, the man who was born blind, when Jesus gave him his sight, he did what Jesus told him to do. Now, Jesus is not just Savior, he is sovereign. Amen. He was able to heal you spiritually. He was able to forgive your sins. He was able to give you eternal life. And listen to me, he's good for the rest of your life too.
Amen.
You don't need to just do what he says when he says, "Believe in me." You need to do what he says when he says, "Follow me." Amen. We want to follow him, trust in him. Now listen, I know that I keep telling you, and we've been talking for weeks now about how this is a time to celebrate. Now, it's not lost on me that this is also a time of great sorrow for a lot of people. The holidays are a difficult time. Families who have lost loved ones, and we hear every week some other family who's lost a loved one. That's hard any time of year, but it always seems a little harder during the holiday season. I know that there are trials and difficulties that you go through. Sin, sorrow, and death, and the troubles of this life affect all of us. But what Jesus does is Jesus gives us joy inside our hearts, no matter what's going on in our circumstances. And what I want to tell you is you can trust in him not just to be your Savior. You can trust in him because he is your sovereign. He is the King of Kings, and he'll help you through every aspect of your life. Doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. It just means he's going to be with you every step of the way. So celebrate Christmas by believing. Next, I want to encourage you to celebrate by praising. By praising. Back in Luke chapter 2, in verse 14, it says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Those angels came praising God.
In verse 20, it says, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Today, as you've heard and seen the scriptures, you've heard and seen the songs about our Savior's birth, I hope you got joy in your heart and you can go from this place rejoicing for the things that you've seen and heard about our Savior's birth. We can go rejoicing. It's a time to praise. Listen, when somebody asks you how you're doing this week, try to remember what Jesus Christ did for you and have some joy. Has everybody got their Christmas shopping done? Anybody still Christmas shopping? Who still has some Christmas shopping to do? Can I see your hands? Put them up. I want to pray for you. Some of us like to wait to the last minute, or we don't like to, but we do it anyway. And what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself down by where the Adams live, down by Mercy Hospital in that part of town. And you're going to wish that you were anywhere else in the world. Amen. See? Even the little ones know. Amen. You're going to get around those crowds and around those people, and you're going to forget what Christmas is really all about. You're going to put yourself in a situation where it's going to be hard for Jesus to shine through because your flesh is going to get in the way. And what I want to remind you is that instead of grumbling and griping and complaining about and by the way, most of the bad situations we're in, we usually put ourselves in those situations, right? Christmas, did it surprise you? Like, it's still December 25th every year. Like, you knew it was coming, but here we are, not ready. And you put yourself in that situation, and you get a little grumpy, and you get your eyes on what's going on here and now, and you forget about Jesus, and you forget about who he is, you forget about what he's done, you forget about what it's really all about. And instead of grumbling, griping, and complaining, I want to tell you, we can celebrate Christmas by praising him. How are you doing? I'm doing terrible. No. How are you doing? I'm doing great. My Christmas shopping's not done. I've got a cold. My head's killing me. But Jesus died for me and rose again. So whatever our circumstances are, we can still have joy. We can praise him. Everybody who got to see Jesus praised. In verse 28 there in Luke chapter 2, it says, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. We got great reason to praise him. Praise him. Back in Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, when those wise men came from the east, and we don't know exactly when that was. It was some time after his birth. It was maybe even been a couple of years before they got there. But it says in Matthew 2:10, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And can I just encourage you, when you see all the lights around town, let those remind you of the light of Christmas. Let them remind you of that star that marked where Jesus was. Let that remind you of the true light of Christmas, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Because we are in a world filled with darkness. We are filled in a world with darkness and sin. And listen, if you're not praying for our country and all the things going on, you need to wake up and start praying. But in the midst of it all, Jesus Christ is the true light. So we celebrate by believing, we celebrate by praising, and we also celebrate by giving. There in Matthew 2:11, it says that those wise men fell down and worshiped Jesus, but then it also says, when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. How many of you like getting Christmas presents? Be honest, yeah? How many of you like giving Christmas presents? Yeah, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Isn't it fun? I like getting, but I love giving. I love giving. And I want to remind you, this is a perfect time to remember how we ought to give to him. Give to him. Now, we give to the Lord today through the church. The local church is the storehouse. And when you give your tithes and offerings here at Calvary, you're not giving them to the church. You're not giving them to the pastor, but you're giving them to the Lord through the church. And we give to him, and it's a great time to be reminded that we give to the Lord. A little boy was asked after Christmas if he got everything he wanted, and he said, no, I didn't get everything I wanted, but that's okay. It's not my birthday we're celebrating anyway. Amen. It's good for us to remember that this is the Lord's day, that we're celebrating his birth. And you can argue all you want to whether he was born December 25th or some other time of year. This is the time we celebrate. Amen. And we're celebrating his birth. We need to remember. What's Christmas about? It's not about Santa Claus coming to town. What's it about? It's not about Christmas trees and presents. What's Christmas is about? It's about the birth of our Savior.
Amen.
And his birth is about the fact that he came to be a Savior. Celebrate by believing, celebrate by praising, celebrate by giving. Let me give you one more way that we can celebrate Christmas this week. Celebrate by witnessing.
Amen.
Celebrate by witnessing. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 17, it says, "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." They made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. When they saw Jesus, they saw that newborn king. When they saw Christ, the Messiah, they went everywhere telling everybody about Jesus. They went everywhere telling everybody about Jesus. And we go on in Luke chapter 2, and we read about Anna, who the Bible says was a prophetess. And in verse 38, it says, "And she coming in that instance gave thanks likewise unto the Lord." She praised God too. But then it says, "And spake of him," of Jesus, "to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem." The people coming to Jerusalem to worship God, the people coming there to make things right with God, the people coming there to sacrifice because they wanted to have a right relationship with God, when they came looking to get right with God, she told them about Jesus. There are people all around us who just wish they knew how they could be right with God. There's so many people around us who think that they're going to be made right with God by turning over a new leaf, by getting back into church, by starting to do better. And I want to tell you some great news today, if that's you. If you think, "I'm not right with God today, and I know I need to get right with God, so I'm going to get in church, and I'm going to start doing good, and I'm going to start doing better, that way I can be right with God," I want to help you out today. You're not going to get right with God by doing better. You're not even going to get right with God by going to church. Going to church is a good thing. You ought to do that. But that's not what's going to give you a right relationship with God. What's going to give you a right relationship with God, the only thing that can give anyone a right relationship with God, is faith in his Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You repent of your sin. You turn away from your sin. You turn away from yourself. You turn away from your religion. You turn away from your self-righteousness. You turn away from all of that, and you turn to God. And you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. Believe that he was born of a virgin. Believe that he lived a sinless and perfect life. Believe that he willingly gave his life on Calvary's cross to pay your sin debt. Believe that he rose again the third day. And when you put your trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ, you come to him and ask him to forgive you, ask him to be your Savior. He will forgive your sin. He will give you everlasting life. He will give you a right relationship with him forever. He'll make you a child of God.
Amen.
Let's be witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great opportunity we have this time of year. People are more receptive this time of year than almost any other time. People are friendlier. People are more willing to have a conversation. And we ought to take advantage of the opportunities God gives us. So this morning, we're going to get ready for a verse of invitation. And while our musicians are coming, I'm going to ask you to stand with me. Has there ever been a moment, a time in your life, when you personally trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you been born again? If you can't answer that question with a yes today, I want to invite you to come and be saved today. You need to understand that you're a sinner, that there's a penalty for your sin, which is eternal separation from God in hell, and you need to believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay your sin debt. If you understand that today, you can pray, ask God to forgive you, ask him to be your Savior. You can be born again today. If you are saved, I want to encourage you to go from here and make known abroad the things which you have seen and heard concerning Jesus Christ. Go and tell others what Christ has done for you and what Christ has done for them. Be a witness for Jesus Christ. If he's convicting your heart today, decision you need to make, you come right now while we sing.
Page 5.